Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a big night for the four candidates for governor as they meet in their first broadcast debate of this election season. Governor Deval Patrick running for a second term. Looking to unseat him are Republican Charles Baker, Independent Timothy Cahill, and Green Rainbow Party candidate Jill Stein. For a preview of what's at stake tonight, we asked Boston Globe columnist Joan Vanocki to Morning Edition. Joan, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Nice to be here, Bob.
Joan, who has the biggest challenge tonight? One might think in this season of discontent with incumbents, it might be Governor Patrick. On the other hand, the candidacy of Republican Charlie Baker hasn't exactly caught fire. The Independent Timothy Cahill is struggling a distant third at this moment, and hardly anyone knows the Green Rainbow candidate Jill Stein. So who has the biggest challenge tonight?
Well, I think Charlie Baker really has to make the case that he's the alternative to Deval Patrick. He hasn't done that so far to the broad voter constituency out there. The insiders are watching, but not so sure about everybody who's been enjoying that long, hot summer.
So what has Baker not done that he needs to do?
So far, he's tried to paint Deval Patrick as this classic Beacon Hill tax and spend Democrat. I'm not sure he's been that successful doing it. But he also kind of has failed to step and take command of the stage and, you know, just show that he's the alternative. He's the guy that Massachusetts wants to turn to lead the state, you know, to a better place.
All right. And for Governor Patrick, what's he need to do tonight? What's his biggest challenge?
Well, jobs and the economy are the issue in Massachusetts, just like they are everywhere else. I think he has to continue making the case and make it as eloquently as he can that times are tough, but Massachusetts is in a better place than other states in the country, and that, you know, if the glass is half full, you know, he should take credit for it. If the glass is half empty, that's the fault of 16 years of Republican governors and their advisors, like Charlie Baker, for example.
Patrick has been criticizing Charlie Baker over Baker's connection during past Republican administrations to the Big Dig project. Do you think that resonates with voters?
I'm not sure. I mean, when people think of the Big Dig now, they think of, a fairly successful highway project. Yes, it cost a lot of money. Yes, there obviously was a tragic loss of life connected with it. But to pin the blame on one person for the financing and how it got to $15-plus billion, I think is a bit of a tough stretch for him. On the other hand, you know, Baker has the advantage of pointing to tax increases, you know, the tax on alcohol, the sales tax issue, which might resonate a bit more with people in these tough economic times.
Let me come back to Governor Patrick himself here for a moment. There are, of course, indications that Democrats across the country face a great risk this fall because of general discontent about the economy. And I'm talking about Senate and congressional races that are coming up in November. Do you sense that Governor Patrick faces the same kind of discontent with Massachusetts voters this year?
Absolutely. I mean, the poll numbers show that. I mean, I understand a poll is only a snapshot at a moment of time, et cetera, et cetera. But there is sort of a feeling of unease and uncertainty and discontent. And the poll numbers don't show an overwhelming amount of support for him right now. This race has always been about keeping Tim Cahill, the independent candidate, viable and credible and able to take a chunk out of Charlie Baker's natural base. So, you know, if I were Deval Patrick, I'd think of this debate as really important, and, you know, he needs to kind of settle down that uncertainty and not get people thinking about Scott Brown and alternatives and, you know, exciting choices, although Charlie Baker is not Scott Brown.
Let's talk about Tim Cahill for a moment. Has he yet given voters a good reason for why they should vote for him as an independent?
Well, I wouldn't say he's given them a great reason. But he still maintained a little bubble of support, and I think it's basically because of, you know, the discontent with Deval Patrick, and the uncertainty, you know, not really knowing that Charlie Baker is the alternative that people should switch to. Cahill's, you know, big challenge is to make the C in his name stand for credibility. I think he runs all these ads dredging up his lovely daughters, which worked when he ran for treasurer. I'm not sure it's going to have, the same effect this time around. I think he's tried to go after Patrick and Baker as the same old, same old. But he hasn't closed the deal, that's for sure. He's got a long way to go on that one.
All right, and if you're the Green Rainbow Party candidate, Jill Stein, what are you doing tonight?
Tapping to Deval Patrick's liberal base. Remind them of everything they don't like about Deval Patrick. For example, his support for casinos. And raise questions about things that they do like Cape Wind, but, question whether that's the best deal that we could get for the Commonwealth. She was really effective in their debate a couple of weeks ago at Suffolk University. She pressed really hard against Deval Patrick. It'll be really interesting to see if she keeps that up tonight.
Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinocki, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Nice to be here, Bob.